UK Research Innovation, for those who are not familiar with it, although I'm sure most people are, is the largest public funder of research and innovation in the UK. It's a relatively young organisation. We're 2.5 years old now. And we were formed on the recommendations of the NERSH Review, bringing together 9 previous organisations, 7 disciplinary research councils, Innovate UK, the UK's innovation agency, and Research England, who are working closely with equivalent organisations in the devolved administrations fund, the university system with the QR dual support, and also a lot of work on knowledge exchange. And so, I mean, I find it a really exciting organisation precisely because under the one umbrella, there are the full range of disciplines, the full range of organisations who are involved in research and innovation, and deep expertise and understanding of those disciplinary and domain experts. And bringing all of that knowledge and expertise together, I think, creates extraordinary opportunities to capture synergies and really to get the most out of our research and innovation system, which, as I've said, is really a strength for the UK. Now, obviously, this size of organisation and this extraordinary public investment makes us accountable to government. And key to our operation, I think, are our partnerships with academia, with businesses, with government, and a whole range of different publics, the public sector, the third sector, and of course, crucially, internationally. So I see our job really as to think about the whole research and innovation system because of the breadth of coverage we have of that system and the deep partnerships with all the stakeholders from right across the system, and to use that understanding and intelligence of the system to build a holistic system. I've said system about 50 times by now already, that genuinely works to deliver for the UK. And so that's kind of captured here on our refreshed vision, which is to build this world-leading, creative, dynamic research and innovation system for the UK. And it has got to be a truly inclusive system. So it has to be a system in which everyone can participate and from which everyone can benefit. I think that's crucial to how we work. And to do that, we need to build the strong partnerships I've mentioned with key stakeholders. And whilst we are a major player in the system, we are definitely not all of it. And but because of the join up we have right across it, I think our key and unique opportunity is to steward the research and innovation system, think about the whole thing, and to think about the levers we have to fuel then this connected, embedded research and innovation system with a way of working that really works for everybody. And as I say, we have a variety of levers to do that. Of course, we have money. We can invest. We can invest money in people and ideas and infrastructures and build a portfolio of investment that really serves that whole system. But also we have other tools. We can convene and catalyze. We can bring people together in different groups. We can listen to a whole range of different communities to understand how different people view and want to shape and want to contribute to and want to benefit from the research and innovation in the UK. And of course, we can incentivize. We can have quite a significant influence on how the system works through the various incentive levers that we have. And then we mustn't forget that as UKRI, we also actually have a large part of our organisation that directly conducts research. So we run a number of major facilities and research institutes, and all of the things I'm talking about, and we need to set an example, and the research that we directly conduct must be of the quality and integrity that we expect from the whole system. So I've said system, as I said a million times already, and that's because that's very much how I think about the research and innovation system. And I think if we don't think about it as that in that connected, joined up way, we will not get out of it what we need. And I think it's one of the key problems is that we tend to think about research and innovation as this linear process where there's some discoveries at one end and some magical translational process converts them into products at the other end. And that's very much how we articulate what's going on in the system and how we deploy a lot of the tools that we have. We invest, for example, in discovery, and we measure discovery through measuring publications, and we invest in products, and we measure products by measuring GDP or patents. There's a whole variety of things. And thinking about it in this way, it makes some sense. But if you only think about it in this way, you miss key elements in the system. So the linearity, which I say is an unhelpful way of thinking about it, it's a simplification. People know it's a simplification, but nonetheless, it's how we tend to describe the relationship. And there is a well-known problem in the country where we think we're extraordinarily good at this discovery end, and somehow there is the famous valley of death between this and the product end. And the description of the valley of death tends to be in the context of money. There's missing money in that part of the line along that linear translational pathway. And I think that's true, and we understand that, and it and there are ways we can address it. But personally, I think at least as big a problem is the balkanization of these two parts of the system. Because to get that effective system working, it's not a linear pathway between one or the other. What we view as the research and innovation system is the tip of the iceberg. And an effective system requires us to think much more holistically about what's in the system, who's in the system, what we need to make it work effectively. And this is where I think UKRI needs to focus. We need to think not only about discoveries and products, but we also need to think crucially about connectivity. We need to think about how they're joined up and who joins them up. And I think people are absolutely key to this. So whilst we tend to think about these kind of lone researchers sitting in their labs or libraries doing their research, we have to think much more broadly. We have to think about where they come from and where they go to. We have to think about who comes into the system from schools, from further education colleges. We have to think much more broadly than just the researcher of a particular sort. We have to think about all the support systems they need to work, their IT staff, their administrative staff, their project leaders, their librarians, their archivists, their technicians, all of those different types of people. They all come into the system from across the education system, and they go move across it into the other domains where research is being conducted. So that's another thing we need to think about. There's public sector research establishments, there's small companies, big companies, and a whole ecosystem of institutions that are delivering research, and we need to connect those up. And very much in the context of that discovery product relationship, we need people and ideas to move freely through the system, and it is particularly through moving people that the join up happens. You can publish papers and you can hope people read them, but really all of that knowledge and skill and ideas and expertise moves best on legs. We need to have a system that incentivizes all those different kinds of people to come in and all of those different kinds of people to move through very flexible career paths across the system. And currently, our incentive structures, the way we fund things, the whole culture of our research and innovation system is quite balkanized, with academic careers or business careers and some crossover between the two, but not nearly enough, and not nearly in enough different directions, and not nearly with enough different entry points. So a very traditional school PhD, I mean, undergraduate degree, PhD, off you go, rather than alternative ways to move through that structure and bring in a much wider range of different kinds of people. So I think a lot of these ideas are wonderfully encapsulated in the R&D roadmap that David mentioned at the beginning. It sets out, I think, very clearly this whole system idea with very high ambition to drive our research system forward, to bring in a much wider range of people, and to connect up that our discovery research base to innovation and productivity. And through that combination of things, drive levelling up in R&D across the UK. So that truly inclusive system to which everyone can contribute and from which everyone benefits. And to do that, of course, we need world-leading infrastructures and institutions, so it's kind of physical and also social infrastructures to bring the right kinds of people together in the right kinds of combinations, and to connect up the UK system globally and ensure that the system is healthy and sustainable and has a really vibrant and creative culture. And this is what I see the focus for UKRI. Because we cover the whole system, because we span right across it, we have the opportunity, I think, really to understand the system and to understand the points of influence that will best join it up to create this much more vibrant and inclusive system that I think we need, particularly in a post-COVID world where we need to build back better, as the phrase goes. So that's very much how I see the path ahead. I don't think it'll be this straight, but I hope at least it will be this sunny. Thank you very much.